So in recent times, I had sent you a number of documents that actually support what you said. And our biggest concern, the reason Doc Chambers and I are here today, is we work as a team to understand both the science and the legal ramifications. And what I wanted to impart to you is under 42 CFR Part 70 and 71, that's the enabling statute for Health and Human Services to assume power upon the declaration of a public health emergency. They've already done that, as you indicated, with the COVID crisis. That is has resulted in the suspension of our Constitution. It's already happened. The next one is coming. In that statute, you will see that Marburg is already identified. You will note that the PREP Act has a Marburg provision that allows for additional spending when invoked. The Health and Human Services has already invoked the Marburg provision, meaning they've already parted ways with money and spent it under the HHS enabling statute to build quarantine camps, amongst other things, throughout the United States. We interrupted two, one of which was in Cochise County, Arizona, where they were going to build a $1.9 million facility that houses the now merged four branches under HHS. The judiciary, law enforcement, corrections, and public health are now all one and the same, and they're all housed in the same facility. So all of these quarantine centers are there. We understand that there could have been a Marburg release that Dr. Chambers will get into. We think that one has already happened. We know that Marburg is not particularly contagious, but it has an extraordinarily high rate of fatality. And we know the mechanism by which this will be released. And that is inside of these shots that people already received, inside the lipid nanoparticles, the hydrogel, there exists pathogens inside of the particles that have not yet opened. Those pathogens are chimeric. They include E. coli Marburg, Ebola staphylococcus, and brewer's yeast, amongst others. We know that upon the broadcast from the 5G system that is now employed across the United States, the world for that matter, when they broadcast an 18 gigahertz signal for 1 minute, three different times as a pulse, it will cause those lipid nanoparticles to swell and release these pathogenic contents, thereby causing a Marburg epidemic that they've already spent the money on. It's already done, right? The Marburg epidemic, for purposes of the law, has happened. And now we just need the actual disaster to happen. And there's actually worse parts to it than that, including the 1p36 gene deletion that effectively will turn those poor people into zombies. As odd as that sounds, our government's preparing for that.
But the FEMA have already put out zombie commercials and yep. CONOPs on that, correct?
That's correct. If you look at CONPLAN 8888, Stratcom put that out in 2011. On page two, they say, oh, this is just for examples, just for demonstration. You know, don't worry about it so we don't offend other countries. The problem with that is you look through that con plan, it's all about five different types of zombies. There isn't anything in there about opposition forces. There isn't anything about winning political battles or counterinsurgencies. It is only about a zombie apocalypse, defending it. And you will see that every NIMS compliant, practically, agency, or whether that's state, local, or federal, has already had their zombie apocalypse preparedness training. They've already done their practice. The CDC has had a zombie apocalypse preparedness website up for the last 5 years. Now they've reduced it to a PDF cartoon. Even in the Amazon Web Services contract, the force majeure clause, I believe it's Article 41, states that we're not liable for damages in case there's a zombie apocalypse. This is coming, folks, and the serious adverse event report Pfizer put out post-marketing, they had put out as part of a FOIA. The number one serious adverse event was the 1p36 gene deletion. You look up the symptomology for that, it is the elimination of the frontal cortex and a propensity to bite. What's very odd about this was the symptom post-vaccination. That disease is a congenital disease. It means you're born with it. So how is it then possible that this is the number one serious adverse event from the Pfizer shots? It's here, folks. And then you got Dr. Chambers here to tell you I'm not just a raving lunatic.
No. These are both very serious, credentialed folks and patriots in their fields. I just met Doc Chambers, but just hearing his military resume impresses me. Todd and I have known each other for quite some time. So, and I also now work in corporate competitive biotech intelligence only for the good guys. That's my company is GrinX, which is genetics, robotics, information, nanotechnology. Don't talk about that much, but it's very, so I have some understanding of what's going on here. And so the lipid fat is what encases the delivery, and then it is activated and released by pulsing the 18 gigahertz. Is that correct, Todd?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Think of the lipid nanoparticles as little bombers. And what happened is the various manufacturers of these shots included three separate HIV proteins in each of them, including the AD5 adjuvant. The reason for that was to disarm people's immune systems so that those little fat bombers could go inside of the cell and deliver their payloads in order to reprogram the person's body to produce synthetic DNA. In this case, they call it S proteins. When they turn that Marburg switch on, it will be M proteins, and it will cause people to produce the Marburg pathogen themselves. First and foremost, from a documentary point of view and self-legal help, VaxChoice, VaxChoice.com. There's a full repository of everything that we're talking about is there, and other things. Self-help legal documents, and if you sign up, you can get a daily update. There's no donation button. There's no nothing. We just put this out for people's benefit. Separately, there's truthforhealth.org. Dr. Lieve Leet is in charge of that, and she's put out a Marburg fact sheet along with some things that we can do to try and stop what's coming or at least prevent it. Just like the COVID situation, there are medications that Dr. Chambers can talk about. There are therapeutics. Of course, the CDC got rid of those therapeutics and its advisory, saying only thing you can do to treat Marburg is a vaccine. There's one actually already prepared for this. I think it's getting its emergency use authorization right now, which also tells us this is going to happen. Secondarily, yesterday we got information from a source, from a whistleblower, showing us that they are now training people on urban collection, isolation, and detention in reference to public health emergency. So they're now training it. This training happens next week in South Carolina, once again in July. I'm sure that this is happening in more than one place. The United Nations has already hired people, specialists in quarantining that is on their payroll. That happened last year. I haven't seen if they've done it more recently. My point in telling you this, folks, is that we have tools to not fall for this again. There are therapeutic drugs that are available. I think one of them is called Fenben in the 444 milligrams. And then I understand from talking to doctors in Africa that have treated this that ozone, either IV or insufflated, also tends to work. So I also have one whistleblower inside of FEMA who said that the plan is to scare the hell out of everybody and scare them into going to the quarantine centers because they don't think they can collect everybody by themselves, that the doors will be open. And then, of course, in there, you'll get your mandatory shot because you came in voluntarily. So what we...